بين مسامي الأرض واقص. The woman got lost of the mitzvah. When the time of the mitzvah comes, because the mitzvah is the moon that moves. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't do it to act b'toich understanding and intelligence, as well as than just doing it b'toich ignorance or semi ignorance. And the more and one understands the halachas and the halachas of a mitzvah, the more mahut the mitzvah is. Just like the Hebrew mitzvah in getting a beautiful esrog, the Hebrew mitzvah in being well versed in the halachas of the mitzvah, the Hebrew mitzvah. That's the Givat Givat of the Miri. Oh, but Lemaisa, you find also, we're speaking of it, you find also that the Indian of Shashim Kayim Machag or Hilchas Chag B'Chag is not only the Aloha Lemaisa, people think that Chag B'Chag is only what you find in Mishnah Berurah. But Lemaisa is Mefurish, and the Gemara in Bechoris, the end of Bechoris, the Gemara says that the Shabbat of the Riklo, I mean the Shabbos, the Mefur, on the Riklo, when they used to gather, when Shabbat of the Riklo in time of Chazal was everybody used to gather, and the Chachomim would darshan and say Shiurim, and Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So the Gemara says in Shabbat of the Riklo, they were learning Halachos of Ma'aseh Behema. Why is Ma'aseh Behema? Ma'aseh Behema. Why is Ma'aseh Behema Adova B'Itoy? Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Because the time to be mafish, Ma'aseh Behema is 2 weeks or 3 days before each of the shows will go, and so that Behema should be mulch, so that when the oil go, when the oil regal, they should have the Ma'aseh Behema in the cup. That's Gemara, okay. So therefore, Hilchos Ma'aseh Behema was relevant, was topical, was timely and topical, Shreshim Behem Kedem Achad. But that Gemara is talking about the Amoroyim. Talking about long after Chuvah and Abayas, not talking about Bismar Abayas, talking about long after Chuvah and Abayas. You see from there that the Esek and Hilchos Chag B'Chag is not limited to Mishavur, and it can be anything as I get it to the Chag of Hilu Bismar Abayas in Chayim, in Chayim, the Din of, the Indian of Chag B'Chag, and Hilu Shreshim Behem. So, and the learning the halachas of the Chag, learning the Masechta of the Chag, the Gei the Chag, before the Chag, is a chone for the Chag. What's a chone? The chone for the Avodah Zanefesh. The person, especially in Rosh Hashanah, needs a chone. Everybody wants to be Mechin. So you want to know what's the Kabbalah of Yodanim, Rabbi Sein, the Ike a chone is supposed to learn the halachas. Rosh Hashanah has its achon. Each one of them has maybe specific achon. It's bichot to each, but the tzarashov, which is the main achon, is supposed to be oisek and be oisek in kuponim. A rangaton is to be a rangaton, not a masechta. But to be oisek is a masechta. And that's achon that prepares a person, the prina uchon, it's not only practically to know what to do. It's supposed to be achon for the chag. And enables a person to be kabul the oris every yontif is a. Has its diluyim, has its hashpoyes, has its kedusha that a person wants to be mekabel, could be mekabel, wants to be mekabel, and the way to make yourself into a good kibbutz mekabel is to learn masechta before. Okay, having said that, let's turn to. In the Mishnah says, Avlam Rebeis, say the brachos leim of his blessed gives Hashem, vekel machis imoy. In the Mishnah, a little bit, vein the hair. We add three brachos, machis hashavis. We'll see soon. We add three brachos, and a yontav digash menesri. Every yontav digash menesri has seven brachos. So 7 3 is 10, but it's not like that. We won't say 10. We say only 9 brachos can do. Why we say only 9 brachos? Because there's another gemara. The gemara doesn't say it. It's interesting. It's awesome. If we know this, so there's in Bachleges of Kiv Rechem and Uri, which bracha and the Shem Gamul and the Baisa, which two brachos are joined together? Machis Gus Hashem. Right? Everybody knows it from Chedah. Machis and Gus Hashem. But the Chayin doesn't do this Hayyarim. So one bracha is to do another bracha. Why? Why not just say, give his bracha to... give his bracha... and it's a chance. Let his bracha stand on his own feet. The answer is, because the Gemara says, in bracha, so we say nine brachas, and what's funny, can I get the nine, it's called Tzivus Chano. Tzivus Chano, which is after you. Of Yom Dovid, it's called Tzivus Chano. And Tzivus Chano, I mean, the smoke of the... with love. And Tzivus Chano at the end is the nine that's called it's a Rosh Hashanah the Gimin. The Tzivus Chano look upon him is the nine that's called it, we say nine brachos can I get that. So the Kabbalah be the Kabbalah Chazal and Kabbalah there's nine brachos. Brachos and Kabbalah there's three. So maybe you have to add 3 to 7 you get 10, so you have to combine two brachos. Okay. But Chol Gizu, which two brachos do we combine? The Tanah Rebbe Yechmanuri says two machos and two Hashem. But oh, that's the second issue. We're going to superficially. We'll go over the Vashayt in the mission, and we'll go into the Mishnah Shemur. Then there's an issue that there's Tkiyas HaSeidah Bochus. Where does that come from? We'll see in the Mishnah Shemur. Tkiyas HaSeidah Bochus. So Vechimuri said, Kel Machis with Dutas Hashem, when it came. Then he said, Dutas Hayyab, Dutas Hayyab, Zatu Bechatonu. And Musaf Nechatainu. And Vitzakeya. If you don't say, if you're not going to blow after you say Malchis, Lamu Maskim, why say it? If you're not going to have shayfa immediately following Malchis, why say it? Lomu maski, Rahmano Maika. The Torah says the same. Rahman means the Koshboch. But Rahman usually means, how do we know what Koshboch said? Because it says, I'm going to tell you, we open up the Torah and see what Koshboch said. Rahman means the Koshboch. But usually, but this Kinoim, the many Kinoim. But there's a reason why this kinu bedak is used for Torah. But go by it means here. Oh, my Ilka! Kirisani Vesa Kamala says, Elo, lo, my Esa, lo, my Tesha, like most Tumo, Efsa, and other times Efsa. The ones that they spoke, we say 10 Sukim. Why? Don't say 10, say 9. If you're not Kalu Vishane, Shane, since you're making Shino, you're Divi, there's a slight deviation of Shino, you're not doing a complete job. The Mach is not attaching up a little bit. The Mach is without Shoif, without the Kir Shoif following, is not complete. So hello, Vishane Shane, so Melee, you only say 10 seconds, say 9. What's up, do anything? Good, it's all here. It's a child, we say, I'm sorry, we will leave it now. So we'll continue. Son of Abana, now let's see. Nine Shoemim, obvious, we'll skip a little bit. Nine Shoemim, Machis Rein Shoemim. How do you know they say Machis Rein Shoemim? Someone says, Rabbi Zoemim, the Sif Shabosa in Zich Rein Tuwa, the Bosa in Bosa Emma. Says, Shabosa in Bachesh Ashvi, Bachod Achesh Yelchem, Shabosa in Zich Rein Tuwa, Mikro Kodesh. Shabbos and Zedus Hayyim. The Torah says Shabbos means say, recite the Bracha of Dushas Hayyim in Shmenesri, in Tfilo. Zichwe Nelu Zichwenes, Tua Elu Shafores, Mikro Kedish Kashev Zizh Malacha. And the Kiva says Dashan is a little different. Shabbos and Shvoy, Shabbos and don't do Malacha. Kashev Zizh Malacha. Zichwe, but in it was in Gaelic name, the same thing. Zichwe, the Torah says Zichwe in Tua. So the Gemara Dashan Zichwe and say, Sukim of Zichwenes. And Tua means say, Sukim of Shafores. That's what we do in Rosh Hashanah. We say Psukim of Zichron HaShoyim. So where do you get the Malchis? The Gemara says, invite us, keeping a few lines, and a line underneath. And then Hashem, Malchis, Tani, Rebbe Yoyimer. And the Hashem, Lekeichem, Ubachadish HaShviyi. Right before it says, and the Hashem, Lekeichem, immediately, because the Gemara says, and the Hashem, Lekeichem, Ubachadish HaShviyi, Zu Malchus. We dash and smuchim. That right before Ubachadish HaShviyi, and the Hashem, Lekeichem, and the Hashem, Lekeichem, is an expression of Malchus, a statement of Malchus. So from here we learn again, say Malchus and Chodesh HaShvi. Rashi brings down this Dorsh and Chumash. Rashi Al HaTorah, Bas Emor. Zichoin Tua, Rashi says, Zichoin, Psukei Zichoinis, Upsukei Shoifuis. Let's call the Chem, Makedis, Yitzchok, Choyv, Tachto, Vayu. So Rashi touches the Posuk. Rashi touches the Posuk. That our previous Rosh, we just learned the Chomer Beis, Zichwein. Zichwein is in Sheforis. Rabban התחיל גם עם הבן היא על התאירה. First of all, it says, why doesn't it actually being Malchus? Okay. So, it wasn't Rashi. Hoi Yitzhoche Rav Lovi Gam Sugei Malchus, min a Medrash. So, Yitzhoche, you won't find the Chayin Yitzhoche Rav Lovi Malchus. For Doshim, a Pasuk, and the Yitzhoche Rav Lovi Malchus. Okay, you mean another one, you might. Avol says, my bar, Chol Zeh Asmachem in the vein. The Chiyiv to say, these brachos, malchus, the chlein to shayv is only as an asmachos, and the chiv the reise. And we the reise. Why did Rashi say, before we go on, why did Rashi say it's the reise? Why did Rashi want to learn the asmachos? I mean, it looks like Rashi didn't learn the asmachos, because it means that it's perish all the Torah, so maybe somebody learned that's the pshat, could be the pshat, maybe. The Rabban thought that Rashi owns the reise. Why in Cain, if that's true, why did Rashi hold the Reis? Because the Gemara says, Loshen, Rachman Oma. Rachman Oma, okay, Rachman Oma, you don't, Rashi Mishtoma held, you don't say, you don't find, you shouldn't say Rachman Oma, Itka, about something which is Nasmach, which is Adubon. It has the implication of being a Reis. As the Maestro Rabban say, but Mitzvahs in Shosh Aleph explains this too. Rabban, what he says in Chumash, he also says in Sefer Mitzvahs, he quotes his Rashi in Chumash and Sefer Mitzvahs, Shosh Aleph, and he says, no. He says that motivated, he says, thank you, what we just said, that Mustafa motivated Rashi to say that saying Malchus, the Chorin, the Shavis is the Reis, because the Torah says, because the Gemara says, Rachmono Yitzhar. But says, Rabban's loved after you find the Chazal, you express himself as a Lashon, Rachmono Omar, do this and do that, even though it's Rabban. That's part of his whole Marocha, the Sherish Aleph, the Mitzvahs, that Lashon is loved after. It doesn't necessarily imply Chiv the Reis, says Rabban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Rabban in both places, Sefer Mitzvahs and Chubish, He brings the right thing. Well, right. Before Shomu, the Chalamed Aldo and Beis, the Gemara says like this: if the Tana Rabban mitzvah be mitzvah betaking Yisrael minam avochim, the third white line, Chalamed Aldo and Beis, mitzvah betaking Yisrael minam avochim. It's a bigger mitzvah to by taking than by avochim means the tefillah. Kesa, Sher Yoves, in two places, two shuls, in two cities. Bachas Taikin, and Bachas Mevochin. One, he knows it's about the kid. Another one is the Shri Tzibu. He has no Musa Balpe. He has no Sibu, he has no Balpe. Helichel Melkom Sher Taikin, the vein, Helichel Melkom Sher Mevochin. So somebody has a choice. He can only go one or two places. Where should he go? He should opt to go to the Melkom Lit Kia Shaifa rather than to the place in which he has Musa. Musa without Shaifa or Shaifa without Musa. That's the choice in front of him. So what should he do? So go to the place with Musa, with Kia Shaifa. So it says, well, shit, hot, I saw Rabbonon. Rabban Fushi Gemara. That Musa is Rabbonon. Here's the rice of Moshe, but Musa is Rabbonon. And Moshe says, I speak of Navgab, the high Sovek, Vaivada, high Vada, my Sovek. Even a Sovek, whether he'll Shaifa. Rabbi Musa, if he should opt for the Tkiya Misofik, take his chance to hear Tkiya Misofik, because he is the Reis. That's Rabbi Kash and Rashi. Before Shomu, also we're not going to take him, and also we're not going to invoke him. See, the Reis has Rabban, and Bahu. Okay. How come the Kush is Rabban? What does Rashi hold? Let's see. Next mission, not the mission, the next time. I'm going to give one page. Says that Kiyosh, the first mission we just looked at was said Bloch. Says that Kiyosh, So, doesn't mean three times, because then you get the 27, and we don't have to go 27 midrash. Some is kids have to go on the Roshono, midrash only 9. So, means three sets of three. So, Roshon is a very common Roshon of Chazal. When you have about three, a set of something, you repeat the pattern, you repeat a set, so you repeat the number. That doesn't mean three times. That's Roshon. So, say that kids are Rashi. So, Rashi here will point out that Rashi has a consistent comment every time. Shalosh or Shalosh Shalosh. What does Rashi say? Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So the Eilig Rashi. Achas the Malchias v'achas the Zechoinis v'achas the Shleforis. So this Mishnah doesn't mention this Mishnah. The Mishnah before said Tekeya after one block of Tekeya, Tekeya, Tekeya. This Mishnah does a set of gears. This Mishnah is telling you how many Kailus are Shavit out here. The Rashi says Achas the Malchias v'achas the Zechoinis v'achas the Shleforis. Then when the Mishnah says, "Wait, talk about Yishayin and Moshe Hashkishniyos," and Rashi says again, totally uncalled for. He says, "Pshuta shel Achareo after Malchias, and Pshuta Lepnei Zechoinis." Now take a look here. The Mishnah says, "Misha Berach." Misha Berach is not what we say after an Aliyah, but Misha Berach means somebody that was said the brachos. Means either Yochid, it means somebody that said brachos. The David Musaf, the Chagach Mizman Lashayfa, the David Musaf. Atzibu, Yochid Abin Musaf didn't have a shayfer. So the Mishnah says, what does he do? Mishnah Berach v'chagach nizman l'shayfer dekeya u'meriyah v'tekeya shalosh po'omim. Hadrashi, Mishnah Berach v'al tfilas ha-musafim u'berach tisha brocho is tekeya u'meriyah v'tekeya shalosh po'omim tekeya u'meriyah v'tekeya b'shvil u'malchiyas v'chayim b'shvil z'choynes b'shvil z'choynes b'shvil z'choynes. So Rashi is talking about the Mishnah who is just talking about something that doesn't have a shayfer b'shasim when he daven. And he goes, Shaykh Alayhi, so he goes to town. So we, why does he have to go? Because he says, Eifu Yilachem. Because like the Mishnah says before, and the Chav Zayin, Mitzvah Zayin V'Shaifu. It's a Mitzvah, the Shaifu. He didn't hear yet, so he has to go. Rashi adds, yeah. But the three sets of the keys that he hears is one for Malchis, one for Zechoinis, one for Shaifuris. So you see already that there's an inherent connection, not stomach. It's a good time, it's a good place to hear Shaifu. Everybody's standing, everybody's quiet, so Chav Zayin will blow and before there's too much noise, I'm going to be Muslim. No, not the other, but obviously not again. But there's an inherent connection between the Tkiyas and the Brochas. But when I finish it, Rashi repeats it, come and come upon me. And I'm Dal Domin Aleph. Minayin, the Gemara says, Minayin, how do we get to the figure of nine? So that's a Sugila, that's Lam Dal Domin Aleph. Two Yalfusas, two Malchim, the Gemara. But the Hakdom is the fourth line in Rashi. Minayin shalosh shalosh shalosh. Minayin da'ab shudu l'fenel chavel utu b'yom tzav dinat lost din. I didn't know that we go tkiya, two tkiya, three times. Rashi adds, chato l'malchis l'zichonis l'shefonis. Malchis chato l'zichonis chato l'shefonis chato. Yeah, three times. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that we include the three sets of three. The three sets of three correspond to the three brochas that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Malchus and the Shofar. Odin winning. We're told and called for Rashi and Suki. We're going to talk about the keys. The keys and keys and mikvah upon him. The Gemara brings in the Chagav Ki Shofar. Rashi says, "What is the Chagav? Shama Teshet Kiyus. What is the Chagav?" So Rashi says, "That Nun Dalad on Aleph, the third line in Rashi, Teshet Kiyus. Talmuyes Rosh Hashanah Min Hatoyu. We're talking about Min Hatoyu. Shalosh Malchis Kiyu Tuat Kiyu. Shalosh Zechoinus. Shalosh Shefaris. The Min Rosh Hashanah." Who did win in the end of Shas? Rashi didn't forget. Rashi Mamas is consistent throughout from beginning to end. In everything, we want to talk about Shofar and Mikdash. We also has occasion to bring in Kiyah Shofar and Rashi. Rashi says, Dama Gabi Rosh Hashanah Teisha Tekiyah Sholeh Shol Malchis V'Gimu Shol Zechvenes V'Gimu Shol Shreforos. Ha, who asked me? What's the meaning of it?
Das machen wir mit dem Glauben, wenn er sich in den Ehrlichen verliert. Hier muss man machen, es gibt hier zu, es gibt viel Kölz für Mauch, es gibt viel Kölz für sich.
And then the Ma'amochim is Rashi in Tehillim in Kapitel Peites on the Pasuk Ashrei, where the Pasuk we say, the first Pasuk we say immediately following Tkiya Shofar, the Tkiya Shofar. So say, Ashrei, O Mayde, Yisru Hashem, Bo Benecho Yaleichum. So the Pasuk in Kapitel Peites. So if you look at Rashi there, so Ashrei, O Mayde, Yisru, so what's Yayde, Yisru? They know tools. It doesn't mean they're proficient in blowing. Because anybody that took lessons gets proficient in blowing. Some is not proficient, so they splash on ISIS. That's our place to be about to get not a blow. But Yaydeh Tua, the Pasuk says, Yaydeh Tua means, says Rashi, Yaydim, the Fatah says, Borom, very question is in Russian like this, to take him, Bitfilo, the Machias, the Chorin, the Chorin, very good, Russian, something like that. Check it, it's the example. But the other day too, Rashi says it means tkiyas in conjunction with the brachos, tkiyas in conjunction with the tefillah. Good, actually, Mikol there you see that there's an inherent connection between the brachos and the tefillahs. And it certainly looks like the Rashi has the raisin, not the rabbanon. Rashi certainly has the raisin. So let us mention, Rishayim deal ahead with the Shaila. We blow two sets of keys. We blow twice. We blow. Which we call once the Shaila with the Gemara here. Omer bowl of ten sign. Omer Omer Bisco. Omer Bisco. Lomo taking the Muirin to Yeshvin. They taking the Muirin to Memphis. Bottom line ten sign. To which the Gemara answers, they were out of his assault. So, Mashma and the Gemara's Kasha that it's not necessary. Rashi, they were out of his assault and says, Shlo Yaskin, Shishim, Yisrael, Mechavu, Mesamitzis, Mesatin, Bovet. It's a Chibuv. So, part of the Gemara is that we repeat the mitzvah, we do more than the minimum. The minimum is 9 colors, and we blow once the same Yeshvim. When Moshe Shani means what we call Tkiyas de Mishof, after Tkiyas de Torah, after the Torah before Moshe, when Tkiyas de Shemem, it means during Musaf. So why do we do that for? So the essence of the implication being the Midrash, one is enough. One is enough. So which one is enough? Which is the extra set, which is the Kabyochal extra, which comes the Abba Sultan, which is the Ikarid, which is the Ikarid. So remember, it's 2 days in Tyson's here. If you look at the capital Tyson on the Gimel base, Tyson's in the beginning, after Zalangat, but in the end, Tyson says, Tyson's, the second day Tyson says, the idea that Kiyos say the Bochus is the Rabbon. We always say already that Kiyos the Raisa, Bim Yusuf, and the second round is the Rabbon, who are in the reef, and Rabbon saying foolish like that, after we'll see another time. And saying foolish, Kiyos say the Bochus is the Rabbon. However, can I do a Taisus of Psochim, said this is the day in Taisus of Psochim, that Kuf Tesvav, said Kuf Tesvav, again, and the middle of Psochim, the Sukhi of Shnei Tibun, Akobodim Taisus, the man that brings in the Haggav, that the Iget Kiyas is that Aseh Tebroch is the second. The first is the Rabbon, the second is the Aseh. Negev, the Haggav, what they have Kabon, somebody thinks, someone wants to have Kabon, the kind of the Mishnah, yeah, what's it? Akabonim, before Akabonim, sometimes the Makri calls out, right? There's a list of announcements, and then every grace members, the Makri announces to the Tzibur that everybody's Akabonim, the time of the Mitzvah, to get Shofar, and don't be Mafsik, and whatever the different, the sundry instructions you want to give in each and every grace members. So, Akabonim, I never heard anybody say, I mean, it's good, that here's the Mishav as the Raisin, here's the Mum as the Rabon. Which, you know, you might say that, you might want to say that, it might be true, because we're from the Rambam. But if you come to Musa, and you think, I'm the kind of Mishav, here's the Rabon, That's not good contrition, though, because contrition is in the hand of Mitzvah is the rest of them. So you should think, I've got to have Mitzvah Teufel. Whatever it is, it is. But I've got to have Mitzvah Teufel. Don't again. It's Mitzvah Teufel. Okay. That's the Mamma Musa. But upon him, we find the very interesting in himself even that the Kiyas are said to Bochus, he get Kiyas, the rest of the Kiyas, and it suddenly seems that Rashi holds like that. More than that. Rashi holds that each of the Sholos, each set of three, Koilos, three Kiyas, corresponds, one corresponds to Machis, one corresponds to Zichonis, one corresponds to Shoifis. So the Kiyas are made to come together in conjunction with the Bochus. So optimally, the way it's supposed to do it is our said to Bochus, he's finishing Machis, Shoifis, the spring of the Nikaya. Rashi added that even if somebody davened before, even if somebody davened Musaf already, or Tzibah davened, Yohi davened, and he blows afterwards, his kids also have that Indian. They're not completely divorced and separated from the Brochus Maket. They come later. They also show us too. They relate to the Brochus.
Even so,
it doesn't
make Brochus at all.
If what?
Even so, it doesn't make Brochus at all.
Zicher. Oh, nice that thing. So now we'll see. The Gemara says in the first, right before the Brisa, we'll then let me dial the bass. So Taisa Vei is Medag, and Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas HaBochus Ma'akvus Luzu. So Taisa is Lama Gimel Mbez, at the end, is Medag. So Taisa is Lama Gimel Mbez, at the end. Says Mashma, it says Perisha Kudvis, on the Shtikul, Tkiyas HaBochus, Shav Rosh Hashanah, Ma'akvus Luzu. Says Mashma, it says Perisha Kudvis, Dim Biyuch, Vitoka, Itaka, Lepiyuch. Means Ma'akvus means Tkiyas HaBochus, Ma'akvus Luzu. Apparently he said Malchus Roshayfis, and he blew without hearing, without davening. Yes, Shalom Akeh. Well, you don't do both together. It's like Abba Minim Shabalu of the Malchus Ozul. They don't have awful minims. No point in picking up one, two, or three. Yes, Shalom Akeh is a Sayyidus. The Refuge of Mishnah is not like that. The Tanil Kamon Shah Yoris Igmo we saw before. Malchus Taygin, Malchus Nevochim. In one place have only one, in that place have only the other one. But then the Mishnah we read before, somebody davens and then he gets a shayfer. Mashmash the boy shayfer yochel baruch. Because the Taisa has different stuff. Taisa has kiyas baruch magus means the kiyas among themselves are machlis. Somebody don't blow kiyas. That's not a blow shkor matua. Nothing. The mule called can't blow. So maybe she blow kiyas 9 times. No, magus was there's no point. The kiyas without shvoi matua is like a nesek without wool. There's no point in that. And what the invokers mark was also, somebody only knows mark is, that's not what Shoiber is, don't say it. The three come as a unit. But the invokers, the tears, one or the other, not mark was also. What's the problem in Rashi? What's the problem in Rashi, what you say? There are a few things, but let's say right now we'll say that Yitochen and Rashi held like this, that Ma'akvis doesn't mean, Gimum Dal Mir Shavua, for example. Which Ma'akvus Lazul, that if you don't have Ma'akvus, means the Ikub is in the very basic fundamental Kima Mitzvah. Without it, it's a massive Ma'akvus. But this Ma'akvus actually means there's a Kiyam which if you don't do it together, you're missing. Ma'akvus Lazul means one without the other is missing something. Yeah, they talk about this not the Rashi. All the Rashi didn't seem to indicate this. That somebody that blows without davening is missing. And somebody davens without accompanying the brochas with Kiyas Shofar is missing, because it's a joint that's in hand. One key in the key of one enhances the other one. That's what could be talking about in Ma'akvus. Some of them have different Ma'akvus. Rochonel. But he talking, that's a pshat. One pshat, the problem. So now let's come back and we'll put the two things together. So im gain a door, let's come back to the first thing we said. Rashi in Chumash says the brachas is the rice. Now let's see. The Shabbos and Zichron, two of us and Zichron, two of Seif, Sudum, and Zichron, and Zichron. Rabban says, that's not the Rabban, not the rest of the Rabban. And Rabban means the food of the Gemara, not the food of the Gemara. That Shaya Yoris, Machas Taikin, Machas of Rochim, the Gemara says, Pinta, you go to the Mokon Shaya Taikin, because Zed Rabban says, Zed Mid Rabban. Rabban says, is, could be, that the plan of Rashi is like this. There's a key of having Kiyas Aseh the Brochus together with Kiyas Kiyas together with Brochus. And the Indian is like this. So Rashi held like this. The difference between Shofar and Brochus. Shofar, Avad, we decided half a dozen Rashi's, that is the Shofar goes together with Brochus. There's a Kiyas of Malchus, a Kiyas of Zechonis, and a Kiyas of Shofar. So Avad is an enhanced Kiyum. I have to explain that. What does it mean? What does it mean? It has to do with Malchus. What does it mean? It means that the F means that the first, the, like it says in the Sadiqa, a little bit, the 10 reasons why we're going to Shaykh and Roshan. It means that the three Kailas that we go, the Tarat, the Kiyah from Tua, after Malchus, is a Malchus to get Kiyah. It means that the Toychen, Shofar has a toichen. Shofar is not just a mitzvah, which consists totally of a maisa. The maisa has a toichen pnimo. The maisa has a toichen pnimo. Shofar has dinin of tefillah l'chol brachos, and that's mechuvah gemara in third parak. Shofar comes the halos zechoinim shal yisrael. And it's kilufnim dobi, shiny shofar. Kevin to house of Renim is kilufnim dobi. When you go on shofar, it's if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why it's supposed to be, that's why there shouldn't be, that's why you can't shofar shal ego, sorry. Shofar shal ego is no good, because they can't take the nasa shal ego. The Gemara says, because it's a reminder of the chet ego. The Gemara says, any chet ego, any chet ego nasa shal ego is only befnim in Beis HaMikdash. Like the Gengoto, where was the Gengoto prevented from wearing big day soap? Only when into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Kibber. And outside in the Al-Torik, we're big day soap. And Kategan Asher Senege is only with Nim. So why can't we use a Shaver Shalegi? We're standing in New York. And we're going with Shaver Shalegi. We can use a Shaver Shalegi. Even if we're in New Shalem, we're going to use a Shaver Shalegi. So the Gengoto says, no. Kevon, since it comes the Halish, Kevon, there was the Koran who comes to be masked in his soul with their beings, but Shemayim, Kilifnim Domi. Kilifnim Domi, half of a fellow, when you go to Shofar. So we're standing Lufnim, Lufnai, Lufnim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Because it brings us Lufnai, Lufnim, because Kevin, there was the Koran. The Gemara of Gazach, Kevin, there was the Koran, means it comes to be Malus Zichroinu. But so what? So who says if you malus the koin bachutz too? No, so the Emes did is the Gemara of Toiva. They both affect your place. The first of all, trying to know what's the connection. Toiva is who is the koin. Malus the koin for itself. But what makes it lufnim? What makes it lufnim? What's the connection? The Gemara. So my Meister has to tell this. It's a chesed. Where's the most effective Shlomo Melch said in Tefillah Shlomo that the most effective place is Davin to direct the Tefillah is the Mokom HaMikdash. That's in Tefillah Shlomo. Bispalu Elecha Derecha Bayis Derecha Bayis Zeh. And the Maaseh, we do it. It's an effective Mokom for Tefillah is as close as you can get to Mokom HaMikdash. So we want to have in Tzeriwa, so we try to make our Tefillah more effective. Actually, you go to this Mokom Shchina, you go to the Chmeis, the closest we can get to the Mokom HaMikdash is by the Kaisel Marovi Dogen. But by Shev, we don't do it. So Hakam and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of the Tzloiso. It's the day in which we want the Tzloiso to be most effective. So Hakam, everybody doesn't flood the Kaisel Marovi. The answer is you don't have to. You can stay put in your Beis Medrash and Tkiluf Nim Domi. Tkiluf Nim Domi, Tkiluf Nim Domi, Tkiluf Nim Domi, Tkiluf Nim Domi, but Kiyah Pigda, Mashayim, Bosh, Tkiluf Nim. So we have the Elos of Tkiluf Nim. So it's the Kohomo, Shev has a Teichen Pnimo. It's not just a Maise Grego, it's a Teichen Pnimo. And the few in the onim, and the few, not only one. It's multifaceted. The Teichen Pnimo, which is the chelik of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, has a few gvonim. two dimensions to it. One is tefillah. Another one Rashi told us a secret, and it's deraisa, is that the first three set, so the first set of three, the Teich HaTim is Malchis. That after we proclaim the Kodesh Baruch Hu as Melech, we say the Psukim, we say the Oleinu, we say the Psukim, we say Melech Kolum Kol Bechbeidecho, and we follow that with Kiyah Shofar. And that Kiyah Shofar is like you blow when you by the coronation of a king. The second one, which follows the Choynis, has to do with the Choynis. What's the Choynis? Stomb means with the Choynis, you go on top of Melech. After we say the Hakdomi is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Adu Zeichem Mas El Fagi Kesuri Kedem, and today is the Yom Medin. So we made we bring psukim about the Ashkocha Potus, about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeiche, Peike, that nothing is lost. So mainly we're asking, and today is Zeh Yom, this Masnech is going to be Yom, I'm this, but Yomer, today's the Yom Adin, hey, the Vyei Shbari Bakeik, L'Ashkirom, V'chul L'Chaim, V'chul. So we conclude with the Bakosh of Zachreit, V'tikot of Fanecho. So we conclude that with also, again we take out the Shrek and we blow. Why? The tension of that is it comes out of Bakosh. Our Bakosh of Zachreit, we have a verbal tefillah, then we have a tefillah without words. That's the Shrek of Zachreit. Then after the Gleiso, what's the tension of after the Gleiso? It's Gilish Tina. Shrek has to do with Gilish Tina. Roshon is a day of Gilish Tina. Shrek and Shrek, which is a Mitzvah Zayim, always accompanied in history of Kleiso. Past and future, Shofar comes with Gilu Shchina, Maimon HaSinai, the first of the Sukkim and Torah, three Sukkim and Torah, and Shofar have to do with Maimon HaSinai. And Los Glovoi, Bashefa Goto, Yitoka, Volar Besaras Temo, Los Glovoi, Mashiach, Yosef Mesim, will be at Tia Shofar. The second Ayub, second carrying of the Isle of Umavino is reserved, is put away for Los Glovoi, it'll be Gilu Shchina. So Los Shofar, Shofar is the expression of Gilu Shchina, and that's why that's the Teuchin Pnimo of the Shofar that follows. The fellowship for us. So Mela Bate, Rochos Kiyas Makmas Lusu. So that Kiyas, somebody has, Kiyas not having besides the Rochos, it's something Likuba which is missing. He's missing something. He's missing that Indian, he's missing the Teichen Pnimo of Shofar. He has some of it, he's missing something else. The Rambam the Chakav, if we mention Rambam, he added another one, another Teichen of Shofar, right? The Rambam says, Tia Shayf Bashan Apishigras Rabbin Per Gimel Vachshuve Apishigras Gossip Remez Yesh Boy Ram calls it a Remez. The Rabbin puts the Teichen of Tshuva into Shayf Remez Yesh Boy Uri Shani Mishnaslem the Domi Malkitzu Mitademas and the golden the wash of the Rabbin. I am shown each word is gold. Fine. That's what I'm actually that Shofar has a another dimension which you only have if you say Bochus. So that Rashi Mr. Mazin holds that Kiyas I say the Bochus enhances the key of Shofar. Now who then going in the other way too? Yitzchak Moed, and this is the food I heard from my grandfather's my Bochus, that Avada the Gomor says the Bochus is Rabban. Bochus Rabban, that's Rabban's cash trace, Rabban, all we should say Bochus Rabban, the Gomor says. I haven't Rashi seen to hold this the Raisa. No, there's like this. Rashi, it's the right when Bochus comes by Shofar. Because that's the Tkiyas Machmas the Bochus. Tkiyas Machmas the Bochus doesn't mean that if you don't have a Shofar, you can't daven. Doesn't mean that. It means that if a Yochi, the Tzibur davens without Shofar, they're missing the Tfilah. Tfilah's missing something. It's missing a Chelek. Something is missing. That doesn't mean Likuv. What's it missing? It's missing the fact that just like the Shofar is enhanced. By the Bochus are enhanced by the Shofar, out there who we just explained. The Shofar of the Malchus enhances the Malchus, Bechul. So Mela, that's a Shat Kiyas Malchus as a Bochus, and the Tochin, it's not a Hamas and a Chuvit, but Tochin, that's a Tan Rashi. When you have Kiyas and say the Bochus, when you come to David, when this will be Zecher Shonos on Shabbos, so we say the first day to have Kiyas and say the Bochus, and Mr. Shonos, so the Bochus could be the Kiyam the Raisa going to Rashi. Of Shabbos and Zecher and Tuah, Psukim Zecher and the Shofar and Malchus. Why is that the Raisa? Because they're accompanied by a Shofar. He's talking, the Psukim, they're accompanied by a Shofar, the Psukim itself has the Raisa to Gekim. The Gemara is talking about Darko when they don't have a Shofar in that place. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Ba'achas Toikin, they don't have a Shofar. Ba'achas Mevochim, they don't have a Bat Kiyah, they don't have a Shofar. Then only then the Gemara says to Rabotin. That's the Pshat here. Mishaber made the Chaka, he didn't have it.
Right.
And go later. When you go later.
That would be an example of Bachmanism.
They haven't had the. It's mashma like this. It's mashma. Mashma like this. It's mashma that The Shofar you have, the Shofar comes later, so it's Achaz Amachaz Achaz Echsoin Achaz Echsoin Achaz Echsoin. But the Brochas were missing it, by says. 10 years the Brochas were missing it. You're talking about the Brochas were missing it. I mean, there's the Mamos says, and the Mamos you have to know, that is the Yukim. The Gemara says, and that Gemara is there, that Kiyas HaSeitah Brochas in the middle of the Nesri is only Bitsiv and Abiyochid. The Gemara says that that Papa Bashmul, Chalmasli, was having Bichidus, never meaning. He got up to Davin, Omer Shame, Lamed Alam Beis. Kina Hinalach, when I motion to you, Kali, when I finish Malchis of Lo, Omer Le, Yovo, Le, Omer Alam Bechovir. Tani Nam Yoch, Jeshem Shem, I'll say the Valo, say the Bochus. I met Mom Bechovir. I'm saying Bechovir, Shem, I'll say the Bochus. This that you have to kiss, immediately following the mouth of my father is only Sibu. Don't be Sibu. Zabi Fushim will not be Yochid. Yochid doesn't have that dream. However, it doesn't have that dream. Shalah is why. So you actually don't know why. Why? Didn't say. Going to the no. The guy says, "Look, no, because the Talmud has it, but it's a plat too. What's a plat? Then it's a plat exactly." Kim Dum, the guy says this. For Yochid, the stop is Tshuwe and the blow is a shallow one has. Tell me again. For Tshuwe, it's also holding a mule for us. I don't know. But. But it's only the Tzibah does it. Yeah, but there are Chidug. That's I think Kim Duma that is nervous. Why constitutes tzibo? So you mentioned this. We mentioned why constitutes tzibo? So can you do it? There's a machlokes. Maybe it's machlokes shenim and divin minhagim. Whether there's after this gemara, you only say bechovi. Bechovi means tzibo. You only have to give it to say the bechovi. So in Taisus is mefurish that in kiyas v'lacha they also have to give it to say the bechovi. That's the word of Taisus on the given base. The chesed of 100 kolos that we have with three taisos is 30 belachas or 30 in the toshas. Other shame you don't have it. A minhag of the Ashkenaz is not good. Chassidim blow. Tkiyas aseid the brachos bein belachas bein toshas. And others don't. Is what's machlis bein? Where's it come from? What's the pasuk in seid the machlis? Not the yon. The positive plan is that the high tax must come out, Bechavir, Loibon and Bechavir. You only have to give us Asay the Bechavir, Bechavir, Bechavir. The Shabbat is the two Madregis, there's a Chidush here. I mean, there's an Indian here, they have the Hasay. So everybody holds the Chazor and Hashas on what the Shabbat Akoponim is Tuzat Sibu. Tuzat Sibu. And we can Yosef, the Rambam, and the Rambam says, it's always like that. The Rambam says, there was Tfilah, beginning of Perik, Zayim, something. Case that he tefillas had sibur, the Rambam doesn't say 10 people davening together. That's not mentioned in Rambam. God does not mention Rambam. 10 people davening together. Yet tefillah with sibur. And the word filo bitzi was not. Filo hatzi was as well. What filo hatzi was? Is the shliach tzibur davening? That's filo hatzi was. And it was the maile of filo bitzi was the chazal machzik b'choyer. According to Rambam, means the chazal shas means being present and listening to the chazal shas, answering or being listening to the chazal shas. That's filo hatzi was. And it could be the other b'choyeris, but about this gemara is different like that. Chaveh means tzibur, that tzibur, filo hatzi was is chazal shas. And Rambam has. The Rishonim that said that you have tkiyas in the Belachash, they held that 10 people davening together is also tefillah tzibur. So they hold that the tefillah belachash of 10 people davening together is also tefillah tzibur. So then, Mr. Shane, I just talked for a long time about this, but there's one woman who did. Ma'aseh said this means that the Machlokes Shanim. Ma'aseh seems to be a Machlokes Shanim, or the Zekash about the nature of Tfilas Chazor Hashanah. What's Chazor Hashanah? The Shaili here. It's a big Shaili thing. Before we get to the Ma'aseh, I'm listening to every word. Then some you'll hear about. I mean, I should talk about it too. What Tfilas Chazor Hashanah Mat Dino Mat Tivo is, so the Gemara says at the end of Hashanah, the last book in Hashanah, the Gemara says that Rabbanim hold it is that he can't rely on the Pashta day, on the Yom Tov, the Mochadik day, or even Shabbos Yom Tov. A book, he knows how to dive, he cannot sit back, not dive, and only listen to Chazor Hashanah. He can't do that. That's what Rabbanim teach him. Kol Yochel Beochel Chayv is followed. The Gemara says Shri Yatsiv Moshe Rav Dechavosan and Gimel Shachila on the Shas. But some of you also have we all became, you have to have your own tefillah. The Gemara says, Oh, well, I'm going to go to the bottom with the Bechem, Shri Yatsiv Lomash Pahlo, Shri Yatsiv can't be Moshe people with the Chazot Shas. Why do you have to daven? So the Gemara has to say, what do you have to have Chazot Shas for? What do you have to have Chazot Shas for? And the Rabbanan answered, what? What's the answer in the Mishnah? The Baisa. Why is Yishay no Boki? What is Yishayinu Bochi? Tais the Megillah, what the office is? Says, what we say, the will all Bikim. So why do we have Chazor Hashanah? No Bikim, no Ein Bikim. What do we have? Tais, what does Tais the Megillah say? Tais, they say Kedusha. Because Kedusha is only Chazor Hashanah. There's no Kedusha, not Chazor Hashanah. 10 people down here don't have a chance to say Kedusha. So Kedusha comes only Chazor Hashanah. So the Ma'ai said, Tais, that's the Mahalach, Tais, that's it. Based on the Gemara says, comes from the Gemara. Chazor Hashanah is to be Maitzi, Ein Bikim. Doesn't say that she was Hatzibur. Doesn't say that she was Hatzibur. What do I do with that? It's right. Nevertheless, but one that doesn't say this will include. The Ran here, in Hashanah, says that discussion is only talking about Hashanah, not Hashanah. And Hashanah, the Gulu never said, according to you, why is it Chazor Hashanah? Because Hashanah, you have to have Chazor Hashanah, not have Shaifah. Without Shaifah, without Chazor Hashanah, no Shaifah, says the Ran. So the question, the division, Lo Mashiach Tzibur Mispalo, which is supposed to be born is only today, tomorrow, until now, every day except Hashanah. And Hashanah, the answer is to have a chance to hear Shofar. Right. That's what was called the Risk Anhoge Peide, which is to have the Moke and the Risk Geyes to listen, to make to be attentive to Chazor Hashanah from beginning to end. Because they held like this, they held if you became shofar only but within the Chazor Hashanah, so you have a shaychas of Chazor Hashanah only if you listen to it. Without listening, they held. Somebody passed by outside and hears the tkiyas of Malchus, and he didn't hear anything before, doesn't hear anything afterwards, says, I'm a kind of tkiyas said Bochus. So in order to become tkiyas said Bochus, they have to be there and listen to Chazor Hashanah. Chazor Hashanah, you do it many earlier, and Chaznish disagree. Chaznish says it's not true. There has to be a Chazor Hashanah. There has to be a tzibur saying, a shir tzibur with a minion that's being chayisha the tefillah be kol rom. But whoever hears those kids, the kind of the kids, say the bochus chaznish. Some of them, and they say the tefillah is a loss like that. Okay, I didn't have a chance.